Coal miner Adani has been taken to court by the Queensland government for breaching their pollution licence after dumping 800% more coal into the Great Barrier Reef during Cyclone Debbie than they were allowed. Peter Kalos reports.
The Queensland government has taken coal miner Adani to court for their release of contaminated water into the Great Barrier Reef during Cyclone Debbie last year. Abbott Point Bulk Coal, an offshoot of Adani, was granted a temporary emissions license for the duration of the cyclone, allowing them to dump more than 3 times the legal limit onto protected wetlands. But the company exceeded the new limit by 800%, breaching the conditions of their license. Adani has refused to pay a $12,190 fine for the breach. Now they face court, and if found guilty, could incur charges of up to $2.7 million. Christian Slattery, Stop Adani campaigner for the Australian Conservation Foundation, says Adani needs to be held to account for their actions.
For a company that's purporting to be operating in Australia, that wants to, in fact, expand the capacity of Abbott Point, of the Abbott Point coal terminal, really, we think that they should be held to account by the state government for breaches of the environmental conditions that have been applied to that project.
The temporary emissions license is a standard notice issued by the Queensland government that allows for a controlled release of contaminants into the environment.
So Adani was issued with the temporary emissions license during Cyclone Debbie, and they claimed that it was necessary to have a temporary emissions license in order to manage the effects of the cyclone on their operations at Abbott Point. It's interesting, however, that Adani actually knew they would release well over the 100 milligrams per litre that they were allowed to.
Adani claims they'd fully complied with the licence, stating on Wednesday they categorically refute all wrongdoing and that Abbott Point Bulk Coal operates under the same strict government regulations as all ports in Queensland. Adani was licensed to release coal sediment from 2 locations near the port during the cyclone. Soil samples were collected from both sites after the event and analysed by Australian Laboratory Services. Their analysis found coal made up 26.8% of the Kaylee Valley shoreline and 15.4% of the samples from the wetlands. Peter McCallum, coordinator of the Mackay Conservation Group, confirmed the amount of coal released was far higher than the amount permitted by the temporary licence.
At one of those sites, they had sampling equipment in place that measured the concentration or collected samples of water as it flowed through that site at the edge of their port. And those samples showed that there was 806 parts per million or 806 milligrams per litre of contaminants in that water.
But samples were only taken from one of the release sites at the time of release.
We don't know. No one knows what the concentration was during the cyclone event, and it's quite possible it could have been as great or greater than what was detected at the site that flowed towards the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area. And what we saw in the wetlands was a lot of coal contamination on the surface of the ground in the areas that we were allowed to visit.
Australian Marine Conservation Society spokesperson Imogen Zethevan says the size of the Kaylee Valley wetlands made it hard for the department to determine whether Abbott Point bulk coal had harmed the environment.
The department went up there last year and investigated the wetland, whether the wetland had suffered any environmental harm, which is wording under the Environmental Protection Act. And the department decided that overall, the wetland was so vast and there was so much water that it hadn't. But they issued what was called an environmental investigation requirement under the Environmental Protection Act. Basically, that means that Adani now must investigate what happened there last year.
Adani has contested the need for an investigation. Ms. Zethevan says if the government were to successfully prosecute, the company would be forced to install an improved stormwater management system at the port. She believes the location of the coal port is the fundamental problem.
The fundamental problem is, though, that you've got this massive coal port right next to one of the 7 natural wonders of the world, and you've got an area that's subject to a lot of cyclone activity. So, ultimately, this is a development that should never be there. It should never have been allowed to be there, and ultimately it should close down.
And that story was by Peter Kalos.